few weeks ago, you might remember, we had a story about the Queensland-based company Gilmour Space Technologies. And this week, they completed a record 110-second mission of their hybrid rocket engines. To learn more about this achievement, we are speaking with Carl Domjan, a senior propulsion engineer at Gilmour Space. Good morning, Carl.
Morning, Marlene. Great to be here with you to talk about my favourite subject, rocket.
Oh, my favourite subject too. Always want to talk about space. So can you tell us about this test that happened? What went on?
Yeah, so the exciting thing about this test was it was a full duration burn of a hybrid rocket engine. So what that means is during the testing process, you'll often do shorter tests just to verify that everything's working okay. But for this test, we fired the rocket for the full duration that would be firing it if we were launching it to space. So it's really a great demonstration of, you know, we've got the technology and we're able to operate it safely without any issues.
And what exactly, when we're talking about this exciting mission about a hybrid rocket, what exactly makes a hybrid rocket engine?
Yeah, so if anyone's aware, there's a few different types of rocket engines out there, solid rockets and liquid rockets, which run on liquid fuel and oxidizers. What we do is we build hybrid rockets. So you have a liquid oxidizer that's fed into a combustion chamber with a solid fuel. I guess the best way to visualize that is to think about a reverse candle where you've got the fuel on the outside and the flame in the middle. Above and beyond the candle, though, we're operating at pressures that are many times atmosphere, and we're operating at temperatures that are over 3,000 degrees. So it's difficult to keep a handle on, but we've been able to do it for 110 seconds.
My goodness. And what are the benefits of a hybrid rocket engine over other alternatives?
Yeah, so one of the reasons why we're going down the hybrid rocket path is because you have a solid fuel and only one liquid oxidizer. Everything is a lot more simple. You essentially have a tank full of the liquid oxidizer and one valve. You open it and your rocket runs. Unlike a lot of the big rockets that, say, SpaceX and NASA operate, which have liquid fuel, liquid oxygen, they're very complicated. You have to look after many different valves and get the timing just right. Otherwise, you can have a lot of issues. And the benefit for us is that it's a lot safer. Turn off the oxidizer valve, the fire stops, and we won't explode.
That's always a good thing. Definitely,
yeah,
don't want to explode.
Yeah, safety's our priority.
So when we're talking about the hybrid rocket engine and the testing that you guys had, what makes it so exciting specifically for the Australia space industry?
Well, Australia, if people didn't know, was one of the first countries in the world to actually launch a satellite into space. And unfortunately, we've lost that capability to be able to launch satellites locally, which are being manufactured by companies and startups in Australia. So the benefit of this test is that it shows we're progressing towards developing a launch vehicle, which we will be launching in 2022, and being able to launch Australian satellites, Australian payloads up into space to help Australia.
Sounds amazing. And it's definitely great that it's more localized, that we're working more on stuff in Australia as well.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Previously, all these rocket launches have been from, America, Russia, all the very large countries. Mm-hmm. But with the advent of a small company in New Zealand called Rocket Lab, who have been launching small satellites into space on their small rocket, it shows that it's possible for smaller countries and startups to be able to do this. It's not out of our reach.
And I just wanted to ask you as well, the hybrid rocket engine, you mentioned before that it's safer, but is it also greener?
So unlike a lot of the rocket engines that are used in some of the larger rockets that use very toxic, dangerous chemicals like hydrazine and ammonium nitrate, we use a lot safer materials. They're more like plastics and oxygen. So it's a lot safer than using those very carcinogenic, toxic chemicals that other companies and other rockets overseas use.
And just before you go, I have to ask, how did you get into working into engineering for spaceships. That's a pretty cool job title.
Yeah. It's not a widely recognized role in Australia, but I guess I was always passionate about aircraft and space when I was younger. I enjoyed maths and science. So after my degree at the University of Queensland, I went to work for Boeing on aircraft, but it wasn't quite my thing. And I was lucky enough to meet the two founders of the company, Adam and James, at a space conference. Got to know them, kept seeing them at different events, bugging them, and eventually they gave me the opportunity, and here I am now, loving it.
Sounds amazing. Thank you so much, Carl, for joining us and telling us all about it.
Not a problem. It's great to be here.